Greetings to you, our listeners. We are broadcasting from our home station, WSOK 1230, in the historical city of Savannah, Georgia. To our listeners in the Lowcountry, our Macon, Georgia listeners, and our internet listeners, we want you to know you can join us on the World Wide Web at 1230WSOK.com. We have a treat for you. We are also on iHeartRadio.com. Every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, you will be able to get us on iHeart through your iPads and your smartphone. Not only do we have our Hope for Today banquet in June every year, we now have a sister-to-sister women ministry, and that's held on the third Saturday in each month. In fact, it will be on this Saturday, September 21st, at 11 o'clock. And that address is 714 MLK Boulevard in the Con Ed building. So come on down, come on out, and join us. Visit us on our website. That website is hopefortodayministry.org. We have added a new feature on the website. That is now where you can give comments. You can leave comments. So that way it's a contact form. So go on the website, listen to the messages, leave your comments, give us your email address, and we will surely be back in touch with you. Now let's go to the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. The 16th chapter and the 18th through the 19th verse is where we're going to take one scripture from. The other scripture we'll be talking about be in the book of Daniel. Daniel, the 4th chapter. We'll kind of paraphrase it because we don't have the time for the reading because it's very lengthy. But my topic to you today, before we go into the Word of God, the topic I want to leave with you that has been in my spirit, and I believe it's going to be a part two, possibly a part three to this. And the topic is pride and power, a deadly combination. Pride and power, a deadly combination. So in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 16, 18 through 19, and it reads, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. The 19th verse says, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the pride, with the proud. When we think of the word pride and we think of the word power, we're going to put them together. Pride and power, a deadly combination. The word pride means it's a becoming a dignified sense of what is due to oneself or one's position or one's character, their self-respect, or their self-esteem. Pride. A becoming a dignified sense of what is due to oneself or one's position, or one's character, or one's self-respect, or self-esteem. Power. Power is a possession of control or command over others. Authority. Delegated authority. Authority granted to a person or persons in a particular office or capacity. Power. Again, it's the possession of control or command over others or authority. It's when delegated authority, you may have delegated authority, and you grant that over a person, you use that in your office to lead in a different way that's not godly. So the thought God gave me today, and it's been ringing in my spirit, and like I said, this is going to be a part two and possibly a part three. Pride and power, a deadly combination. Because Proverbs tells us that pride goes before fall. When you have power, and you give someone power and they already have a pride problem, then you really kind of just created, in a sense, can I just say, that person, are those people that has that position of pride and power, they have now, some people can't handle power, and especially if they have a pride problem. So when they get power, that control or authority over others, it beats and browbeats the people or that are the auxiliary, or it may be on your job. Everything is just not church. It could be on your job. They would take advantage of that and they would beat their employees down. They would take away their self-esteem. They would take away the morale of the company. And you may say, well, the company, the morale is down. The people don't have any joy. They come to work and don't want to be here. Why is that? Because the person or the supervisor has a problem with pride and power. You can take pride and you can take power in the workplace and you can mess up a company. You can take pride and you can take power in a church world and you will mess up a body of people. Why? Because pride and power is a deadly combination. We see here where in Proverbs, it tells us that pride cometh before fall. My mind goes to Daniel, the fourth chapter. And in Daniel, the fourth chapter, we see someone that had pride and power, and he exalted it above all others. We'll talk about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a king. And it came, if you'll go with me in Daniel 4, and we look at the 28th verse, here the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he had a dream, and he needed somebody to interpret that dream to him. And it started back in it was Daniel 4 and the 4th verse, when Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in his house. And he was flourishing in his palace. And he saw a dream which made him afraid. And the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me, said Nebuchadnezzar. So he said, therefore, he made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. The 7th verse says, then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, and they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. So he said, but at the last, Daniel came in before me. And what Nebuchadnezzar did, he said, if he couldn't find anybody to give him the interpretation of the dream, he was going to kill all the wise men. Well, they brought Daniel to him. Daniel had two companions. Daniel told them, he said, give me some time and let me just kind of paraphrase it so I can kind of wrap it up without taking too much time. Daniel said, give me some time. Daniel wanted to go to God and he wanted to pray. The 14th verse said, and he cried aloud and he said, Daniel began to pray unto God. So what Nebuchadnezzar saw in the 13th verse, he said, I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and thus said, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. But nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the ground. So here Nebuchadnezzar was telling the dream. And he said this matter, it troubled him. So when Daniel came and Daniel began to pray about it, God gave Daniel the interpretation. The Lord told Daniel what the dream meant. He told Daniel that the dream that Nebuchadnezzar saw, he said that he would, because of his pridefulness, that he would be brought down, that in a sense he would lose his mind, that his mind would leave him. In the 28th verse, it says, all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the words was in the king's mouth, we're talking about pride and power is a deadly combination. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. This was what God did. And the Bible says the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. It says, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eager feathers and his nails like bird claws. I say to you today, pride and power is a deadly combination. Daniel gave him a warning, told him what the dream meant, told him that the kingdom would be rent from him because he was so full of pride. He walked around and he said, is this not the great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? But in the 32nd verse, the Lord said here, he said that when Daniel gave the interpretation, he said, know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. We're talking about the pride and power, a deadly situation, a deadly combination. And I want to leave this quickly with you to let you know God changes the times and the season. He removeth kings and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. As I close today, and as this message is on my heart so much, Lord bless next week. We will come back to you with this message again. But check yourself as you rule over the people of God and over the kingdom of God. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.